Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chof Omud Beis, and we're in the middle of Simen Peites still, and we are starting with Seif Vav. And the Mechaber says, Afilu Lumod Osur Mishiyagi Zman Tfilo. One is forbidden to even learn once the time for Shachris has come. You're not supposed to do anything else, as we've learned in the past couple of days. You're not allowed to do anything else before you start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you're not even allowed to learn, he says, before the Zman of Tefillah. Now we'll see there are many caveats to this, and all those that have Siddurim and Shiurim before Tefillah, don't worry, there'll be many explanations to why that's permissible. But the opening salvo of the Mechaber is that it's forbidden to even learn before you daven. Now he says, V'hainu misha rogil l'spala b'beis medrasho. This is talking about somebody who's used to davening in his own beis medrash, i.e. at home. V'hainu rogil l'elech beis haknesses, and he doesn't normally go to shul. So then you have to be concerned, d'iko l'meichash dilmo mitrid begir. Say he's going to get so involved in his learning, v'yavar zman kriyashma utvila, and he's going to get so involved in his learning that he's going to not realize the time, and before you know it, he'll have missed his man for davening and for kriyashma. However, avo misha rogil l'elech beis haknesses, somebody that has a regular kviyas, he goes every day to shul, mutter, then such a person would even be allowed to learn at home in his own house, and as we'll see, certainly would be allowed to learn in shul, because somebody will remind him, hey, they're up to shachris, so he'll see everybody's getting up and leaving, putting on their talis and tefillin to go daven shachris, so that's not a problem. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'imu melamid l'acherim, and if you are teaching other people, afilu mino rogil l'elech l'beis haknesses mutter, then even if you don't go to shul, you're giving a shir in your house, if for whatever the reason you don't go to shul. We'll see later on in Simen Kovav in a couple of weeks that, in fact, that for a great, great, great individual, it's actually preferable, at least in theory, that he would daven in the place where he learns, even if there's no minyan. There's nobody available today. There's nobody that this halacha applies to, but it's at least a halacha in theory. So here, the person, for whatever the reason, doesn't go to shul, but he gives a shir in his house. So then such a person would be also allowed to go and learn mutter prior to the start of the davening. Kivan shasho veris, the Mishnah Berurah says, since time is passing, dischus harab and dover godlu, and if you don't learn now, when are these people going to learn with him? So such a shir is also permitted before davening for this person, even though he's not going to go to shul. We're not concerned that he's going to miss the davening because of the importance of what he's doing. That's Siv Vav. A lot needs to be added to this in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed writes that while learning is technically forbidden, wrote Salomar, this means to say, lahaschil, that means to start lilmo, to start learning, when it's already Zman of Tefillah. However, if you get up earlier in the night, avolim kvar hiskil afilu achar shigia Zman, but if you started learning, even after the Zman for Tefillah has already begun, shuv eino posek, then he doesn't have to stop his learning, as long as he knows, im yishar lo shahus, achar kach l'spal Zman of Tefillah, that he'll be knowing that certainly there will be time for him to daven in the proper Zman, so even if he started learning, so then he's allowed to continue. However, he does point out, Ach Kriyashma Yeshomer, there is an opinion brought down over here in the Sharet Zion in the name of the El Yeraba, that a person should, in this situation, Tzorich Lahavsik Likrosa, you should stop your learning, say Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, and then continue learning, and then afterwards you'll daven the entire davening, including Kriyashma again, with the brachos of the Kriyashma, and you'll say this within the proper time for davening, and therefore that is allowed. But for Kriyashma, you should stop. Why? Kivan Shiskel Achar Shekvar Higi Zmana. Because you've already begun to learn when it was already the Zman of Kriyashma, and that's not right. That's the first opinion that he brings down, again, in the name of the El Yeraba. But then he brings down, in the name of the Levush, V'yesh Mekilin Gambazeh. There are those that are lenient even with this. As long as you know you're not going to miss the Zman of Kriyashma, then you wouldn't even have to stop your learning to say Kriyashma, but one could continue to learn. And when you're done with learning, as long as you're certain that there'll be time to say Kriyashma, you'll be able to say Kriyashma after your learning. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin l'kamen b'simen kuvav b'bir halacha. He tells us to go look in Simen Kuvav, in the Bir Halacha over there, who has a long arichus about this subject. And in Siv Beis over there, there is a whole discussion about, as I mentioned already previously, if somebody is truly like Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai and his Chaverim, that he learning is his entire life, so then technically such a person doesn't even have to daven. And certainly he doesn't have to go to shul to daven, he's allowed to daven in his own house. However, the Bir Halach over there brings down the Pri Chodosh, which is like the Levush, that the bottom line is, Iko debiye shos ein tzorach livsuk mitorah af l'kriyashma. Halach l'maisa, if you know, as you know, you're going to have time to go and read the Kriyashma in the right Zman, you don't have to stop your learning to go and read Kriyashma. you can continue your learning and then say Kriyat Shema afterwards. And that is, in fact, the Arichus that he has over there. That's how he concludes. He says this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. And while there are some that would suggest that in order to be Yotze all the Shitos, you should say Kriyat Shema beforehand, it's not absolutely necessary. And certainly this is not true if you're in shul, as we'll see in a moment. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Aleph writes, Hainu, when we say that you have to start learning, that's when Mishiyagi is man tefila, which is Hainu Mishaol Amun Hashach. This is when dawn has risen. Avol Kodem Lazeh Mutra Afilu Lahaschil. One is permitted to start learning before dawn. L'chatchila, one can do this. Ukehishchil Mimei L'shuv Eino Posig. And once you've started Beheter, you don't have to stop. In Lo Shari Shavizman, unless you're concerned that you're going to miss the proper time for the tefila. In Dirshu footnote number 39, he brings down. Lilmot Kodum Shakar Kriyashmal Arvis, does the same halach apply by Ma'ariv time? So he brings down that we'll learn in Simon Reish Lamed Hey, Shafa Bishosu Lechol Olishon, even though you're not permitted to eat or drink before Ma'ariv. Again, we'll learn there are heterim for that as well. Here, however, by Ma'ariv, Mikomatu Mutter, you're allowed to go and learn before you say Ma'ariv. Vaf Mitzvah Lilmot Beosusman, and it's in fact a mitzvah to go and learn even before you daven Ma'ariv. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, there are those to the Mekel, you just brought down the Levush, the Prichodash, the Vilna Gaon, that say, even after it's already dawn, you're allowed to start learning. However, if it's so close to Nates, when that's the optimal time, then ideally you should say Kriyat Shema first. However, if you started learning beforehand, that's not a problem. Sivkot Lomid Beis, Mishnah Berurah says, Beis Midrasha, what do we mean in your Beis Midrash? Rosh Shalom, you mean to say Bechidus, by yourself. V'im Regila and Sibor, L'sasev Yilov Sham, and if people come to your house, Gam B'zeh Mutter, then it would certainly be permissible if your house is the clearinghouse, so to say, where people sit and learn before they go to shul, the Vada Yaskiru Kishyavo, because the people will remind you, hey, it's time to go to shul, you don't have to be concerned that you're going to get so caught up in your learning. And we'll learn more about this in Simon Sadi, Sif Yud Ches, in the Ramah over there. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Mitrid Begir, say we're concerned that you're going to get so involved in your learning, you're going to fit to daven, you're going to say to Kriyat Shema. So he brings down the Chayyodim. I'm Chayyodim Shekosa. Dafilu Yeshlo Shir Kavua, even if a person has a regular set shir, Mashalome, that he learns every day. The Lekalameshach Kokach Shema Yimoshech Belimon. And we're not so concerned that he's going to get so involved in his learning because he does this every day that he's going to miss out. Nevertheless, the Chayyodim says, that's the first opinion that the Mechaber broke down over here, afilu hoch yosser. One shouldn't learn before davening. V'lachein, the Chayyodim continues, mishu baderech odor b'yishuv, if somebody's on the road, or he's living in a settlement, afilu b'kayitz, even in the summertime, afo gav shemitzvah l'spal b'shor shatzibim m'spalim, even though you want to daven when the tzibur is davening. Mikol mokum, kivin sh'osu l'umot kodim sh'spal, but they're davening later than you're getting up. And it's technically forbidden, the Chayyodim says, for a person to learn before he davens. He says, in this situation, don't daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. Again, that's what one should do if it's one's davening b'yichidus. He should try to arrange his time to at least daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. So here we're talking, you could do that. Let's say they're davening at 8 o'clock. So you'll daven b'yichidus where you are at 8 o'clock. He says, but this way, you're going to miss your learning from 6 to 8. So mutuf shi yispalo takeif. He says, in this situation, better to get up early and daven first, kadesh lo yizbata milimudo, so you won't miss out on your learning. And therefore, in that situation, you won't arrange to have your davening at the same time as the tzibur is davening, but you'll have accomplished by davening earlier that you'll have your learning, and you won't have the problem of learning before you daven. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, "Ubizman is that nowadays, the vast majority of people, unfortunately, aren't learning when they're working on the road. And it's better than to wait to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. Nevertheless, however, since it's possible that you'll end up davening late as a result, you'll even miss the Zman Tvila, not only Zman Kriyashma, which is 3 hours into the day, but even Zman Tvila, which is 4 hours into the day. Therefore, he suggests, he says, the Bet Seis is somebody that's on the road. As soon as you get up, go and daven. Don't try to calculate when the Tzibur is davening. Better that you should daven as soon as you get up. This way you won't miss Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tvila. And certainly if you're in a large city where there's plenty of Tziburim that are already davening very early in the morning. This way, whenever you daven, chances are that there's a tzibur that is davening then, and therefore the Chayyodim says that it's preferable in that situation that you daven early in the morning, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Ad kan l'shono. That's the end of the Lashon of the Chayyodim. Berurah continues and he says, V'yirul etzamtzeim be'eshim avorech ala tefillin. One should be very careful when he's making the brach on the tefillin. Shia yochul l'hakir eschaver b'richut al olamos. Don't put on your tefillin too early before the Zman of Tefillin that we learned about previously, k'moshe kosavdu l'mala, as we've already discussed.
Sivkot Lamed Dalet. The concern is that you'll miss Man Kriyashma. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yamarma l'chaveiro she'eno lomed, if you go and tell a friend who's not learning, and therefore won't be torid in his girsa, and won't have the same problem as you. Shem yitori b'girsa, yazkirenu shelo yavir azman, mutal lomot. So you tell somebody that's not learning, he's sitting there for whatever the reason, and he's not learning, and you tell this person, listen, remind me, as soon as it's Man Tvila, that I should stop my learning and go and daven, so then that's acceptable. In other words, you've created a shomer. Dirsha footnote number 40 brings down what happens if the other friend is learning also. So he says, nevertheless, im chaveiro rogil lech zemezek nesis, if that friend is a regular going to shul, so mistama lechori yochel yo shomer avuro. He can watch for you, so to say, and remind you. Shari ala rogil lech zemezek nesis lo osru lumo kodem tefillah. Somebody who is a regular shul goer, we don't mind if he learns in his house before, and since he goes to shul every day, we're not concerned that he'll miss. So to this person can be your shomer, even though he's learning, since he goes to shul every day, so it's not a problem that he'll remember to go to shul. And when he remembers to go to shul, he'll remind you as well. This is the heter as well for people to set their watch or to put their cell phone to an alarm to remind them that they have to stop their learning so they don't miss out on Zman Tvila and going to shul. Sivkot Lamed Hei says, if you have a shiur that you're teaching us, Mishnah Berurah says, V'davki im lo yavor kriya shema yidezeh. But of course, even in this situation, you have to make sure that your shiur won't go beyond kriya shema. Dim yoresh yavor azman, if you are concerned that the shiur may go long and you're going to miss man kriya shema, then you do have to read Kriyat Shema beforehand, because as long as it's close to the Zman, you may miss it, so then better to read Kriyat Shema first, as we've already pointed out, as we will also point out as well, in Simon Kuvav in the Bir Halacha, over there, the importance of making sure that you don't miss Kriyat Shema because of the learning. The issue footnote number 41 brings down that the same thing applies if there's a Chabura, you're not the Rebbe only, but there's a whole bunch of people that are learning together, so he says the same thing applies, because all the people there, we'll remind everybody, hey, look at the Zman, it's 7 o'clock, now we have to go to shul. Siv Zion. The Chabir writes, Mutul lihistaper, a person is permitted to take a haircut. V'likonis lamerchatz, somos l'shachris. The person gets up early in the morning and he wants to go take a haircut, to go to the bathhouse, and it's not yet Zman for shachris, so he's allowed to do so. Because shalo gazru ela somos l'mincha, shudavar amotzi. Because the rabbis only instituted that a half an hour before mincha, you shouldn't do these activities, because those are much more routine for a person to do these in the middle of the day, and one could very easily then miss out on davening mincha. So the rabbis made a gzer over there. But by shachris, it's very unusual for this to happen, so the rabbis don't make gezeros for unusual things. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Vav writes, Davka somuch l'shachris. This is talking about when it's close to the time of shachris that you're allowed to do these things. The haidu kodim sh'ol amud ha-shachar. This is prior to their dawn. Avo mish'ol amud ha-shachar, but once dawn has already risen, gam zeh osu. This is also forbidden for a person to do, because now it's a time to daven and you shouldn't do this. The issue footnote number 42 brings down a whole interesting discussion about can you take a shower before you daven. And he says, if you're going to the mikvah, he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, so then you could be melamed zechus on somebody who goes and takes a shower, even with soap, before he goes to the mikvah, because that's really part of the tahara process, as we pointed out in the previous year. There are those who go to the mikvah every day. It's a wonderful custom for those that have it, as long as you don't miss the right time for davening, and davening appropriately. So then, one would even be allowed to shower with soap before this. But he does say, laharich bekach, to take a long shower, that's a dover maguna. That's improper. That's disgusting. Then he brings down Rav Yashiv, who says that ein lirchotz is called gufa lefnei tefila, that one should not go and wash his entire body before you daven. That's also not proper. However, im roches says gufa b'shul ha-tefila b'mikvah, then it would be mutter ayde meklachas. But to take a shower before the mikvah, he also says would be good. Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, shulai efshul lahok elasos meklachas gam lo tefila. He may is a little bit more lenient and says you can even take a shower even when you're not going to the mikvah. However, he says then you can't use soap, just to clean the person off, take a brief shower. However, he says if somebody has a real difficulty in davening without going and taking a shower, so Chaim Kanievsky Shlita writes, Misha koshal l'spala below rechitza mutalo l'hiskaleach kodem atvila, then such a person would be allowed to take a shower before the davening. And he brings down from Rav Nissen Karolitz as well, he does permit you to wash, but only your face, your hands, and your feet. And he adds, that's to do this on a set regular basis. You shouldn't take a shower. However, if for whatever the reason, something is particularly bothering you that day, and or you have a particular area of your body that's dirty, so then one would be, of course, permitted to wash that area even with soap. Bottom line is, one should really not do anything before davening other than what is really essential for preparing that person for davening. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, because of a prima godim, the din person doing a judgment, or a burski, person working in a tannery, or a suda, person having a meal, all of these things also somuch l'shachris. One shouldn't begin them when it's close to the zman for shachris, just like the halacha is kibbutz somuch l'mincha, and these halachas will be discussed when we learn the halachos of Mincha. But he also says that we've discussed some of them in Siman Ayin, in the Bir Halacha over there, and the bottom line is the Chofetz Chaim over there said, Ladino Tzorich Iyun, whether these things are in fact permissible or not. It's a very complex sugya, Ayin Sham. He then adds the Mishabur that is, Liknos Tzorich Hitzu, the Bear of Shabbos, Kodin Tfil Shari. If a person needs to go and purchase things Friday morning before davening in order to prepare for Shabbos, so then that's permissible as well. Dirsha footnote number 43 brings down, however, that's only really in a situation where you won't be able to buy them afterwards. If you can buy them afterwards, it's preferable to do them after davening. And he says, when you do have to buy them first, he says preferable that you should read Kriyat Shema first. And he says the same thing applies not only to Shabbos, but also an Erev Yontif. Mutu l'troch l'tzorech hasu to call them a tefillah. You would be permissible to go and take care of the needs of the meal on Erev Yontif morning, if that's the only time that you can do this, even before davening. The reasoning behind this, the Mishabur says, is the Chetzi Shemaim Hemadis are included in being work doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, not for your own sake, and therefore it is permissible. However, HaBachol, Osir, but on the other day of the week, it would not be permissible for even for your own needs, for breakfast, because that's for your own needs, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs. And he points out in Dirshu footnote number 44, to collect stock, however, the Aruch HaShulchan says that would be acceptable, because that's also called Chetzi Shemaim, that's God's work, and that's permissible. Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shehu Dovar Hamotzui, these types of activities, taking a haircut, etc., are normally prevalent by Mincha time, but not by Shachar's time. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shirova Om Nichdos Shom Bayom. People take haircuts during the middle of the day, not very, very early in the morning. Abu Bashachar Dovar Shein Hamotzui, it's not regular to take them prior to davening early in the morning, and therefore the Lo Gosru, the rabbis don't make gezeros on uncommon things. V'yosan Hamalocho Shederech Bnei Adam L'Hashkim L'Hem Kodim Olos HaShachar, those types of work where a person has the normally gets up very, very early in the morning, Yesha machmirim v'sovrim, there are those that are machmir in that situation, and say that in the half an hour, chati shor, kodem olos ha-shachar, in the half hour before dawn, osur, they also can't do this, k'mo somuch l'mincha, has the same halachic status like a half an hour before mincha, because these people do regularly do those things at that time, because that's normally when they get up very early in the morning. And therefore, for them, it's like other people before mincha, and this was already discussed in Siman Ayin in the Bir Halacha. Look over there, and he says, therefore, al king tov shiyoma brachos b'kodem. Therefore, in this situation where a person has to do this, it's better that he say the brachos beforehand, so he's taking care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs first, and only then taking care of his own needs. And then, as long as he'll know he'll daven in the right time, he would be able to do this. Siv ches. The Mechaber writes, "Bishas hadchak, under extenuating circumstances. For example, kagon shetzorich lahashim laderech. If a person has to get up early in the road to go travel, yochel ispala mishalom olashach. A person is permitted to daven from dawn." And v'yamtin min likros kriyashma at sheyegiyah zman. But you're not allowed to read kriyashma at that point. You're not yotzei the mitzvah kriyashma until the time that you could recognize an acquaintance at a distance of 4 amos. So dawn is earlier than that. So you can go and daven, but don't say the kriyashma at that point at sheyegiyah zman until it reaches the time for kriyashma. And there are more adds. Im efshalo likros kriyashma laderech. But if you could read kriyashma on the road, the hainu she is kavim pasuk rishon, meaning that you'll be able to have kavona during at least the first pasuk, as we've already learned, commotion is bor le'el simenun ches. So then, better to say the Kriyat Shema at that point in time, rather than waiting until later on after you get off the road. And this is true, even though you're not going to be Somek Gula Tvila, since you're davening Shemon Esrei first, and only later on saying the Shema. The Mechaber says this is preferable, although we'll see tomorrow, that's why I'm mentioning it now, because we're running out of time, we'll see tomorrow that that's not the Halacha L'maisa. So he says, the Mechaber, that is, says, it's better for you to go and say Shema in the right time, which is later on, and daven in the earlier time, because you'll daven before you go on the road. Tvei, she is spala b'veiso m'uma, because this way it's better that you daven in your house, standing up to Shemon Esrei, mimashi is spala b'zmana, rather than daven in the proper time, but v'huma halech, while you're traveling on the road, and in this way, you'll have accomplished davening in your house, standing up, rather than davening on the road, even though you'll be somech v'yismoch gulu l'tvila in that situation, but your davening won't be good. You won't have proper kavana as well as davening Shemon Esrei alone early in the morning after the zman of dawn. So you'll be yotzi Shemon Esrei. Then later on, when you can be mechavein, you'll say Shema in the right time. And even though you won't be connecting Shema and Shemon Esrei together, gulu l'tvila, that is preferable. However, that is not the halacha l'maaseh, as we'll see tomorrow. But that ends today's shir.